My name is Bill McElligott. Born in 46, and it makes me 71. Pretty close to 72.
How many jobs have you had that had to do with driving?
Most of my life I've had driving jobs, except for the one at the carton company I was working inside. I drive a truck with the milk company for 28 and a half years. I take deliveries. I work for a pizza place on 95th Street in Evergreen Park, Los Angeles. I work for a number of milk companies. I work for Dean Foods, Wanzer, Country Delight, Swiss Valley Farms. And I retired at the age of 50 because Swiss Valley Farms broke the union. I did not want to work without the union. So I retired and I hit exactly 28 years. And so all my jobs involve driving. I have a CDL license because I drive a bus and also because I drove the semi. And I have a passenger endorsement so I can drive the kids at St. Xavier on the buses.
Did you know that this was affecting your skin over time?
When I was driving a truck, obviously I had the window open so the sun was hitting me directly. Or if it was cold out, I had the window up. But they weren't protective glass. It was just a normal piece of glass. My left side of my face is 10 years older than my right side. And I had a lot of bumps. And I went to see a dermatologist. And I know she just looked at me and she was lost. She had no idea what I had. So she called Northwestern. And Northwestern was willing to do an exam on it. And I went down and they turned it into a research problem for 2 years. And it was done at Northwestern Hospital down in Chicago. And I did many experiments. And basically, that was experiments. They burned off my face twice. And they covered me with gauze. And then my wife would pour ice cold water over it. And it felt so good. And they did that twice to me. It still didn't repair the damage. There's nothing you can do about it. It was burned, and that's basically my story on my face.
So exactly when did they approach you about your skin, or when you went to the dermatologist?
That's going back a while. Probably in the mid-60s. And my grandkids keeps telling me, what are these bumps on your face, Grandpa? And that's the reason I searched out a dermatologist, and that's why they sent me down to Northwestern, and they started the experiment. Did it, like I said, for 2 years. I said that earlier. And they did get rid of the bumps, but they cannot recover the years. I've been told I have 10 years on the left side of my face, and which would make me 81. And on the right side of my face, I have 71, which is my normal age.
So how did you feel during these long processes of being, like, tested on and being written about?
Well, for the first few lessons, I would say the first 6 months of the experiment, which lasted approximately 2 years, I was gung-ho because I thought they could clear my face on the left side. And that was my aim, was to get my left side to look like my right side. And unfortunately for me, I had burnt skin for 28 years. I didn't know it. I didn't use sunscreen. I didn't wash my face either, which didn't help the situation. When I got home, I took a shower. But during the day, I worked. And, you know, you get dirt when you're working. And that was also a problem for me, I think.
So over time, the dermatologist posted your condition online. And it got many views and got many stories written about it. Did you know that you were being written about in, like, articles and, like, talked about on TV?
Yes, I did. I did a couple interviews for a Japanese TV show. And they came over, and they paid me a gratuity, which was $100. And they did an interview of me, took pictures of my house, took pictures of my face. That was the main thing. And two of them did that over a period of 2 years, two different stations. So that was my experience on that. Yeah, I also have to say NBC was very nice to me. I got a call from the Today Show in New York. And they said they would like to do keep me in, you know, for a couple of years, do the research, and then either bring me to New York if there's a big difference. Well, because there wasn't a great improvement, and basically the story was dropped. But NBC filmed all my surgeries, so that that's on record. But again, they didn't use it. I never appeared on the Today Show.
Did they ever send you any of your, like, videos that they took?
No, I do not have. And I believe that belongs to NBC. I don't think I can get them. I've never tried to get them. But to my knowledge, it goes to NBC. And I did have an exclusive with NBC. ABC called me, and I told them they had an exclusive with NBC. And So I didn't go on ABC.
The original post from your doctor on the, I believe it was the New England Journal of Medicine.
You're correct.
It has millions of views now. How do you feel about being viewed like so many times by so many different people?
That's fine. If somebody can benefit out of that by using sunscreen, I'd be very happy. I don't want anybody to have this condition. It bothered me. I'm so used to it, it doesn't bother me. And since they did get rid of the bumps, the kids don't say anything about my bumps on my face. I'm just taking it for granted. I'm grandpa.
Do you have any other comments about, like, what other things happened online? Like, I know you're not a very tech-savvy person, but
no.
There have been, like, several other different articles online or, like, many Facebook posts about it that we've seen floating around.
Yes. I've been in Scholastic Magazine, for example, which they distribute to grammar schools. It's just the idea they want to get this out there so people will be aware of the sun and what the sun can do. It's damage to your face. You should all use sunscreen, and hopefully that's a lesson that can be learned here.
So do you have any words of advice for people going with first their skin and how to take care of it in the future?
Definitely use sunscreen. That's the number one thing you can do. And if you should see some damage, please go to a dermatologist at the beginning, and they might be able to help you. In my case, I waited 28 and a half years to do it. And if anybody wants to look it up and directly and read my whole story, you can go on the computer, put my name in, William E. McElligott, and you can see the whole story.
Thank you so much.